Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
When I was 9 years old, I claimed a notebook by signing my name on the cover, Jesse, with a heart dotting the letter I. I filled the pages in swooping script, detailing jokes I'd heard and Girl Scout adventures. 54 years later, I still keep a journal, and a while back started to read them. Skimming a few entries overwhelmed me. Yes, there were happy times, but many days the tone is bleak. Like this observation, everybody makes choices and I've made mine. Most of them have been mistakes. I'd recently published my second book, a novel, and felt drained by the effort. Although it had won awards, sales were discouraging. Doubt began to erode my self-confidence. Why bother? Who cares? Why did I think I was a writer anyway? Then out of the blue, a college roommate called. Ellen and I hadn't spoken since 1980, when we'd won scholarships for a semester in London. She reminded me of our pub runs, dinners of fried cabbage and spaghetti, and the time we hitchhiked to Scotland. Maybe it wouldn't be so terrible to revisit my history after all. Days later, I dug out my journals and laid them on our dining room table for 10. The 39 volumes took up the entire surface. Wow, my husband said, picking one up. I had no idea. I grabbed back the notebook. Journaling is a private activity. My notations are raw and unfiltered. Scribbling my feelings has allowed me to remove anguish from my body and place it on the page. My plan now is to read the story of my life. I trust the exercise will teach me something, but simply unpacking the journals and taking in the sheer volume of words already has taught me a lot. If we are what we do, I am a writer. If a writer is someone who writes, I am a writer. Published or not, widely read and reviewed or not, whether the world cares or not, I am a writer. With a perspective, I'm Jessica O'Dwyer.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.